When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Something sort of grandish sweeps my soul. When thou art near, my heart feels so sugar candish, my head feels so ginger beer. Something so darish, so I don't care-ish, stirs me from limb to limb. It's so terrific, magnificent, delish, to have such an amorish, glamorish dish. We could be, oh, so bright and groomish, skies could be so bluish blue, life could be so loving bloomish, if my ishes could come true. Thou art so adorish, toujours l'amourish, I'm so cherché la femme.
Why should I vanquish, relinquish, resist, when I simply relish this hellish condition?
I might be mannishish or mouse-ish, I might be a fowl or fish, but with thee I'm Eisenhowsish, please accept my proposition.
You're under my skinish, so please be givinish, or it's the beginnish of the finish of me.
Well, today on Broadway to Main Street, we have something I would say is candy cane-ish. A wonderful holiday special for 2023. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind holiday NPR station. And if that little grandish tune from Yip Harburg and Burton Lane doesn't warm your heart, our guest today certainly will. I am very pleased and honored to have as our holiday guest Christopher Fitzgerald, multiple Tony nominee. You all know him from Waitress and Young Frankenstein and Wicked, and currently in Spamalot, where he carries a heavy load. And dare I say that you seem to be the perfect guest, because can I call you Elfin? Do you hate the word Elfin? Do you get it used a lot?
Elfin is definitely a word that's used to describe me. I have played many creatures on Broadway, so it all of those fly. You could call me a humpback, elfin, munchkin-like.
Leprechaun,
which leprechaun-ish.
Yeah, sure.
Leprechaun-ish, absolutely. All of those things are apt, I believe.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. So currently you have sort of double duty this holiday, right? You're at the St. James in this marvelous revival of Spamalot, and you're also Waitresses. Broadway HD, how do people see Waitress?
I guess right now it's still in movie theaters. It's been so well received that they've extended its run in movie theaters for the next, I think, almost all the way up to Christmas.
Wow.
So it's very exciting. I know, really exciting. It's a different kind of feeling when you do a theater project that ends up on screen and people are having experiences and enjoying it. But it's not in the moment.
Right.
That's what I'm generally used to. So it's so wild to come out of Spamalot and have people say, oh, I also just saw, I saw you in Waitress today. And that was fantastic. And it's like, oh, wow. All right. And we'll it is double duty.
Right. Well, it's the gift that seems to keep on giving, right?
Yes.
So speaking of gift time, we've asked you to pick some holiday selections. And I think it's so appropriate given that, you know, I would consider you, up there with Phil Silvers and Art Carney, some of the great comedians of the American stage, that you picked a dramatic recital by the one, the only Art Carney. Tell us about why you picked that.
It is something I've been listening to since I was a kid. I would put it on every year. I had an old record album. And also Art Carney was my grandmother's just favorite performer, comedian. And so I think that's basically how I got introduced to him. And, you know, it's actually pretty straightforward. He just kind of, he just recites it, but there's something kind of magical and spirited in his delivery that just always entranced me and tickled me. And so I thought, and I actually don't know if many people have ever heard this version. It's tight, it's quick, and it has all of his amazing flavors in it.
Well, let's hope it will entrance and tickle our listeners. Here we go. Art Carney's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snuggled in beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Then Mama in a kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his horses they came. And he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now dash, now dance, now prance, around fix. Ah, gobble, you will undone, and blitzing. The top of the fort to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the housetop, the horses they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prance again, pawing off each little hoof. As I drew in my head, was turning it around, down the chimney, St. Nick came with the bound. He dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. Clothes were all covered with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and a smoke in his circle, his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. Crazy, and laying his finger aside off his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. Away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
That was Art Carney, chosen by our guest today, Christopher Fitzgerald, who's just been one of the most delightful performers on Broadway now for, I don't know, 2.5 decades. I remember you shining in Encores, where you were pretty much the kind of go-to guy because you understood the musicals of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you know, as well as anybody. And I remember this one in particular because it was Babes in Arms, where I don't know if you had met your wife or she was your wife, but Jessica Stone is also the director of the Tony-winning Kimberly Akimbo and has another project coming down the pike, correct?
Yes, that is correct. That is where we actually met on that particular project. What can I tell you? I remember seeing her in the very first table read because you know your name, you know the character's name, so you know who you're going to play opposite. And I just, it was a huge cast and it was something like 30 or 40 people. And we just went around the room and I was like, who is Dolores? And then there were these two big eyes and she said, "I'm Jessica Stone. I'll be playing Dolores." And then she zoomed her eyes over to me and gave a little wave. And I just remember, I was like, this is, I think something good's going to happen. That's my feeling.
Well, it certainly did in life. And it certainly did on this recording of Babes in Arms from the Encores production. Here is Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone.
You can't tell me you can forget everything.
I am not a woman who lives with her memories.
You can't throw me out like this.
Mr. Fielding, I am out of love and you are out of luck.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. Sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again.
The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love again.
Here will be drawn relief. always see such spirit through the year. Oh, oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
That was Idina Menzel singing one of the most resonant and haunting Christmas songs. And Idina Menzel brings us, as it must, to Wicked and to Chris Fitzgerald's role in that. And that must have been another gift that kept on giving, being on Wicked.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I might be the only Munchkin to ever grace a Broadway stage. By the way, on one of the performances, I think in previews, one of the last remaining Munchkins from the movie came to see the show and came backstage. And of course, had an affinity for each other and were able to kind of speak each other's language a little bit. And,
wow. I guess it was a short conversation.
Oh!
So, I mean, we can just go there all day, right?
Absolutely. It all plays. There's no, you know, it all works. I have assigned a little picture from him. He was the mayor.
Mayor of Munchkinland. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's.
Does it surprise you that when, because I interviewed Kristen over the summer for an episode, and I said, "Did you think that was gonna, no pun intended, fly like that?" And she said, "I knew it would, but I had no idea it would go into the stratosphere for so long." Did you have a feeling that it's sort of now and forever Wicked, right?
Absolutely. There was a few moments along the way that were clues that this might have some kind of lasting life. I just remember the first table read. I joined it on Broadway. So Kristen and Idina actually had joined it. Then as well. And just watching them sing some of those songs was Kristen singing Popular and Idina singing Wizard and I was like, this is really special. And I could really see how it could really capture a lot of what a lot of young people, a lot of young women would be thirsting for, these kinds of characters and these stories. And it was just done so well.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. It's our 2023 holiday show, and we're joined by Christopher Fitzgerald. And, you know, around holiday time, whenever I think of German and wood, I think of O Tannenbaum. But you probably think of something else when you hear German and wood, would be my guess.
Oh, are you speaking of the haunted German wood from Gutenberg?
Oh,
musical?
Yes, I teed that up perfectly. Well done.
I mean, you know. Thank God that those fellows on Broadway now had Jeremy Shamus and I to show them the way.
The way, the pathfinders, the pioneers.
Pathfinders, yes, the pioneers, the builders. That was just pure insane bliss, that experience. And that particular song was written, I think, during rehearsals. They needed some intro song to... how this, the character of Monk and young Monk, a little origin story. And so they just brought this thing in and played it for us. And Jeremy and I just kind of, our jaws at the floor. And it was like, well, this is completely ridiculous. And it's perfectly wonderful. And so off we went.
Well, here we are. Let's hear the pioneering version of Gutenberg, the musical with Chris Fitzgerald and Jeremy Shamus, another good pal.
Scene 3, the church on the hill. The roof is made of dirty thatch. In the corner, there is a large Bible. And on this wall, there's a velvet painting of Jesus crying. Monk, an evil man who hates God, sings to his henchman, young Monk.
When I was a young monk, I tended to my flock. I prayed to Jesus, I helped the poor, I wore a nice monk smock. I did what I should, I was always so good. But then I met the devil in a haunted German wood.
That sounds scary.
It wasn't scary. It was awesome. The devil was a lady. He looked just like my mom. He held me like a baby, and like a baby I sucked my thumb. I told the devil I'd do what he said. He said, glad to hear it. Now kill your daddy dead. Hunted German wood, hunted German wood. You made me what I am today. You hunted German wood. Oh, I have goosebumps. Story's just beginning, young monk. I crept into my daddy's house, that Bible by my side. I yelled, greetings from the devil! And then my daddy died. It says in the Bible that you shall not kill. But I sure did it that day, and I guess I always will. Hunted German wood, hunted German wood. You taught me how to kill a man. You hunted German wood. I am bad like a monk, only can be worshipped Satan. The devil said he had to go back where he'd come from. But he told me, boy, stay in the church and keep the people dumb. You'll have more power if they think you're good. But don't forget the evil of the hunted German wood. Hey, hunted German wood, hunted German wood. You're hunted
and you're German.
You hunted
German,
hunted German, hunted German,
hunted German,
hunted German,
hunted German.
Now it is the devil's turn. I see a book, I'll have it burned. I'll always treasure what I learned in that haunted German.
You're so evil.
What?
Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat nicht zur Winterzeit ein Zweig von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
that was Nat King Cole, of course, singing of a much more beneficent German wood. We're here with Christopher Fitzgerald. So Waitress was another, there's only one way I can describe it, a Chris Fitzgerald turn. Will you just come out there and you knock it out of the ballpark and the audience just falls in love with you? I assume it was a good experience. Was that a character? I've never seen the film. Is that a character you developed sort of? Is there any inspiration from the actual film of that character? Or you probably took it to a different dimension.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The film was rendered so beautifully, and the characters are so odd and real. And that was definitely Adrian Shelley's kind of take was the thing that really kind of fueled me. And it just was this marvelous mixture of this song that Sarah wrote that kind of on paper has this just engine about, and it starts where it ends. Like he basically says, I'm never going to let you leave, let you leave me. And I was like, boy, this is kind of stalky and intense. So that was kind of where I was like, okay, how do I use my own kind of gifts? What kind of gets me going? And so it just became this, this way of using skills that, I have developed over the years that have no other use. Things like little magic, pretend clog dancing, opera singing, fake opera singing, of course. Just things that like really just where I find my joy, just being silly. But it was really fun to kind of bring those things into this character who is really just kind of chivalrous and trying to connect to this person and be as open as possible. I mean, it's such a fun character to play when it's just positive personified, just absolute positive joy. And that's when those characters are there in front of you, it's just you just have to hop on board and go for it.
Well, as my friend Lewis Stadlin always says, spin it positive, spin it positive.
Absolutely.
So
it'll always lead you.
Like Felix the Cat, you reach into your magical bag of tricks. So here is Chris Fitzgerald in a country western kind of way.
Please just take the mixed bouquet and leave. Just leave.
Don't. I will never let you let me leave. I promise I'm not lying. Go ahead, ask anybody who has seen me trying. I'm not going. If it seems like I did, I'm probably waiting outside. Such a stubborn man, you'll likely never meet another. When we have our family dinner, you can ask my mother. She's the best. You'll learn more about her on our family history test. I'm gonna do this right. Show you I'm not moving. Wherever you go, I won't be far to follow. Ever get rid of me. You can try. Oh, but I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
Ready for your check?
Not quite. Pie for everybody!
What?
I grew up an only child in the suburb of the city. I spent my days alone. My only friend was a stray kitty called Sardine. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious to call a cat a kind of fish. She played hard to get, hissing while she scratched me. What she was trying to say was, Ogie, come and catch me. I learned quickly that perseverance stood between a cat and her new best friend, me. Oh, I'm gonna do this right. Yep. Now get back to work.
You were confined.
I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine, dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. Maybe I'll learn to sew. Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make him mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine.
That was Dolly Parton with Hard Candy Christmas, one of my guests, Chris Fitzgerald's pick for his holiday grab bag. Why did you pick that one, Chris?
Oh, I just love the kind of way it pulls at your heartstrings. The way it kind of paints this kind of picture of kind of an Americana picture. It just makes me feel that way. And it's just a song that was always playing as I was growing up. And so for all those things, it always gives me the feels when I hear that song.
Awesome. Also from a Broadway musical. Many yes, Broadway musicals have given us our
Christmas
tunes.
That's why I thought it would be a good addition, you know.
Well done. you're currently in Spamalot. I saw it, I think I saw the movie the day it opened in 1975. I saw it in Chicago when there was a witch burning song. And I saw the Broadway yep. production, and I saw yours. I brought my 15-year-old kid, and boy, we just loved it. It, you and your mates are so to be congratulated. It really puts the performers, I think, front and center in this production to kind of do their thing. Was that I'm guessing just because you're so smart and widely read in the arts of comedy, but I'm guessing the movie must, or Python must have been an early influence on you in some way.
100%. Yes. Mel Brooks and Monty Python were both kind of, from a film standpoint, very heavy influences in what tickles me for sure. Using that, it's the mixture of absurdity and sincerity that just always makes me laugh. It's that kind of earnest truth. I mean, Gene Wilder's probably one of my favorite actors of all time. It just, And I feel like there's a lot of Python where they drop in so deeply into the sincerity of the absurd circumstances that it's just so fun, and how they just, they send up everybody. I mean, they just are ruthless. But it's always with a little joy and with a wink. And that's why I think it translates.
Well, I was very touched in your bio, and I think in Leslie Kritzer's bio as well, a mention of Michael McGrath, who had played the part you're playing. Did you know him? Did you see him in it? You must have crossed paths given your talents.
Absolutely. We crossed paths quite a bit. And I did not actually see him in the original, but I have watched him in the original prior to even joining this. Purely because I just wanted to see and watch how he ticked. There's a version of him singing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life on YouTube that I have watched many times over the years, literally just for inspiration. Because he was just one of those perfect, what I was talking about earlier, he had such sincerity and clarity. He was such a clean comedic actor. No frills. He just meant what he said and always had some really energetic turn on what he was doing. And, you know, it was just somebody I just always admired. And you could, if he was in a show and you went to see it, you know, you were going to get A+.
He was going to deliver the goods.
He was going to give you exactly, you know, everything from singing to dancing, and then to also just his ideas, his funny take on stuff. So, well, yeah,
there's a phrase I like to use of actors like he and you, that actor X will give you what you want, but actor Y, meaning you and Michael and some other people, give you what you didn't know you wanted.
I love that.
So,
well, that's great. Yeah.
Are you guys going to record the show at some point, do you think, as an album?
I think so. They're working on it right now.
Okay.
We were going to maybe do it this week, but I think with the holidays, it just got a little crazy. But I think there's a big push to try to get it done.
Great. Well, in the meantime, do you mind if we play Michael's rendition of Patsy's song?
I would love it.
I'm all alone, all by myself. There is no one here beside me. I'm all alone, quite all alone. No one to comfort me or guide me. Why is there no one here with me on the long and winding road to lift my heavy load? If there was someone here with me, how happy I would be. But I'm alone, quite all alone. All by myself, I'm all alone. I'm all alone,
all alone.
All by myself,
except for me.
I cannot face,
he cannot face it.
I'm all alone,
though I am here.
So all alone,
so very near.
No one to share my sorrow.
You know it seems quite clear to me, because I'm working class. I am just the horse's ass. He sells me down the river, so what am I, chopped liver?
But I'm alone.
Oh no, you're not.
So all alone.
I'm here, you twat.
All by myself, I'm all alone.
He's all alone.
All alone.
All by himself.
All by myself.
There is no one here beside him. He's all alone.
So all alone.
Apart from us, no one
each one of us is all alone. So what are we to do in order to get through? We must be lonely side by side. It's a perfect way to hide.
We're all alone.
Yes, all alone.
All alone.
Each by ourselves, we're all alone.
In Sherwood Forest there dwelt a knight who was known as the righteous Sir Greenbaum. And many dragons had felt the might of the smite of the righteous Sir Greenbaum. I chanced upon him one morn when he'd recently rescued a maiden fair. Why art thou so forlorn? Sir Greenbaum, is thy heart heavy laden? Said he, forsooth, 'tis a sorry plight that engendered my attitude bluish. Said he, I don't wanna be a knight. That's no job for a boy who is Jewish. All day with the mighty sword and the mighty steed and the mighty lance. All day with that heavy shield and a pair of aluminum pants. All day with the slaying and slewing and smiting and smoting like Robin Hood. Oh, wouldst I could kick the habit and give up smoting for good. And so he said to the other knights, you may have my possessions and my goods, for I am moving to Shaker Heights, where I've got some connections in dry goods. Farewell to the dragon's paw and the other swashbuckling games and sports. I'll work for my father-in-law when I marry Miss Guinevere Schwann.
That is the one, the only, Alan Sherman singing a little bit of a Christmas song in his own inimitable way. We don't have a Mel Brooks Christmas song. That's the closest thing I could find, I think, in terms of that particular humor. But we're here with Chris Fitzgerald, and we're going to sort of wind up. And just listening to you, it really hit me. You got to work with Monty Python and Mel Brooks. I mean, how lucky are you? So I assume Mel was a big influence on you, too, growing up.
Massive. Loved every movie. I mean, and Young Frankenstein sincerely was just, you know, if you were to ask me my, you know, 14-year-old self, I probably would have said Young Frankenstein is my favorite movie. I have such actual clear memories of the moment, two moments when the monster sings, "Put on the ring," that moment. And also the scene when, the scene when Gene is in the cell with the monster and says, you know, under no circumstances, let me out. You know, no matter how much I scream, do not open this door or you'll undo everything. And then immediately the monster growls. And then Gene says, let me out, mommy. Knocked me out. And again, just such sincerity. So yeah, Mel was and he was so fun to work with and, brought such, he basically was exactly what you think. It was like, it was wild. It was hilarious. He was constantly riffing. And you were always on your toes. And, but he also just had such joy that he brought all the time. I remember we had our final run through for the audience or maybe our first preview. We had this big meeting afterwards, the whole cast, crew, everyone. And Mel stands up and he's giving this speech and he's like, every single one of you was incredible. Every single one brought this. Everyone except you, Paul Castry. And he just pointed to this a guy in the ensemble. His face turned. He like lost all the color in his face. And he was like, no, I'm kidding. But it was like, that's kind of, that was how he rolled always. It was just so fun.
Well, a very memorable evening in the theater. We're wrapping up our holiday show. I want to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their support this year. And Candace Wainwright for her support this month. And if you love this kind of programming, please give to WLIW during the holiday season. Christopher Fitzgerald, what a real thrill and just like a Santa's bag of goodies to have you on the show.
This is, it's been a joy for sure.
Everybody go see him in Spamalot. And I feel Chris and I were talking before the show that we've sort of crossed paths over the decades, but I feel like today we were together again for the first time.
First time.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Oh, the fantastic things we'll do. It will be like old times, you and me. Right up there with the world's greatest pairs. Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream. Up until now it's been the worst time, but now that you're here we're a team. Together again for the first time. Haven't a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair. All of my life I've been stooging around, nothing to do at a loss. All of my life I've been stooging around, but what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time, back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You'll be the teacher, we'll make a new creature and scare the blooming daylights right out of this town.
Stop it, stop, you don't understand. I'll only be here for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate. And then I am heading straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
Bet you change your mind, master. Come on, join in a chorus, it's fun!
My dear Igor, I happen to be the Dean of Anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine. Although I do sing a bit. And was, in fact, the Whiffin Poof at Yale.
A Whiffin Poof! Wow! Come on, Doc, nobody's around!
Well, nobody is around. What the hell?!
Together again for the first time.
Together again for the first time.
Woe or a care.
To woe or
no longer a bad and a cursed
time. This is the best time.
It's easy to see. You have to agree. We're destined to be a great pair.
May I
take it?
All of my life I've been bossing around, mean and alone like a Scrooge. All of my life I've been bossing around, but what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? sorry. Well, I don't wish to embarrass you, but I am a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I can help you with that hump.
What hump?
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Like Ginger and Freddy,
McDonald and Eddie,
like Sandman and Teddy,
or meatballs and spaghetti.
But the pair that we cry for, the pair that we sigh for, the pair that we die for is Frankenstein and Igor.
For the first time, together again.
Walk this way. No, no, this way, like this. Really? Huh? Yeah, really drag your foot, your left foot.
Drag my foot?
Yeah.
All right.
You get creepy, you know? Get creepy.
Wait.
Together again for the first time.
We've only met in a dream.
Like Gimble and Macy.
Like Hepburn and Tracy.
Like Lombard and Gable.
Like good old Cain and Abel.
For the first time.
Together again.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.